We have the great privilege to read Parshas Chukas this week, B'Sha'a Tova U'Mitzlachas. And the Torah begins with a discussion about the halacha of Parah Aduma. So just in a very succinct, simple fashion, Torah tells us that if a person comes in contact with a corpse, the corpse, a dead body, is what's called in halacha the Avi Avos HaTuma. The paradigmatic, it's the pinnacle of ritual impurity. A body without a soul, by definition, is the epitome of tuma. And so the Torah tells us, of ritual impurity, the Torah tells us that if a person comes in contact with a corpse, there is a complicated ritual purification process that he must undergo in order to ultimately become tar, in order to once again become pure. And that purification process requires the bringing of the paraduma, a perfect red calf. It's killed, it's burnt, the ashes are taken, mixed with spring water, and that combination of the spring water and the ashes is sprinkled upon the person who is tamei two times throughout the duration of his 7-day period of impurity, and then and only then is he able to rejoin the ranks of Klal Yisrael. So the Torah introduces this concept with the following pasuk. This is in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Beis, chapter 19, verse 2. Zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem leimar, daber al bnei Yisrael veikhu elecha para aduma tmima, asher in bamom asher lo alaha o. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the motion to Aaron saying the following. This is the chukah, this is the chok. A chok, we know, refers to mitzvos that don't necessarily have a comprehensible reason. Every mitzvah has a reason, and every mitzvah has a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never ask us to do something that was purposeless. Some mitzvos have a clearly understandable reason and rationale, and others do not. Those which do not are called, in Yiddishkeit, are called chukim. So the Torah calls paraduma chukah. This is the chok, this is the statute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to Moshe to tell the Jewish people they should take a red heifer, a perfect red heifer, a perfect red cow that has no blemish and that has never borne the weight of a yoke, has never worked. And so Rashi HaKadosh says something amazing. Rashi says, V'yikhu elecha. So the wording of the pasuk is that God tells Moshe they should take the calf to you. So Rashi says, "Li'olam hi nikreis ashimcha." One of the incredible accomplishments, many accomplishments of Moshe Rabbeinu, is that the Parah Aduma would forever be known as the mitzvah given to Moshe. Even though technically speaking, the entire Torah was given to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is the conveyor of all the mitzvahs. Beit HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when it comes to Parah Aduma, the red heifer, will be ever known by your name. Namely, Parah Sha'asa Moshe Bamidbar. That whenever we reference the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, the way we refer to it is the cow, the red heifer, that Moshe Rabbeinu offered up in the desert. Okay, a mark of distinction for Moshe Rabbeinu, this par, this red heifer, it's yours. Para sha'asa Moshe b'midbar. And Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha asks a simple question. He says, Milas b'midbar miyuseras l'chora. Why did Rashi have to add in that this was the par, this was the red heifer that Moshe offered up in the desert? Of course it was in the desert. Where else would it be? Certainly wouldn't have been in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu was not privileged to make it into Eretz Yisrael. So at the end of the day, there's only one possibility as to where this par would have been offered. So of course it must refer to the Midbar, must refer to the desert. So why does Rashi HaKadosh feel it necessary to comment that this was the par, this was the red heifer that Moshe Rabbeinu offered in the desert? And here the Rebbe says something absolutely beautiful. He says something that probably we've thought about before, but the Rebbe puts it into such beautiful words and such beautiful terms. He says the whole idea of the Parah Aduma, why is it that when a person comes in contact with a corpse, they become tamei? Why is that? After all, think about it for just a moment. I'll give you just an incredible paradox. We know that chesed is an important value for Jews, right? An important chesed for mankind. But chesed, acts of charitable kindness, is an important yisod. It's one of the pillars upon which the world stands. Chazal tell us that the highest level of chesed, the chesed shel emes, is the chesed you do, the kindness you do with the dead. Because whenever you do an act of kindness, there's always the possibility of reciprocity. There's only one act of kindness for which you can never hope to be repaid, and that is the chesed, the kindness you do for the dead. So on one hand, when I do chesed for the dead, which means like burying the dead, taking care of the needs of the dead, that's the highest form of chesed. Yet, simultaneously, when a person does that highest form of chesed, suddenly they become tame. So how does that make sense? Why would I become tame for coming in contact with a corpse? What's the nature of that tumah? And the Rebbe says something so amazing. He says a corpse, as we know, is a body without a soul. And the Rebbe says that sometimes in life, there are people who are biologically alive, but spiritually dead. Sometimes in life, I've made so many bad decisions, so many wrong turns, have taken so many detours that have led to nowhere, that I am like a body without a soul. And so when a person comes in contact with a corpse, the Rebbe says, there is a jarring realization that maybe chas v'shalom, this corpse and I have a lot in common. This corpse is just a body without a soul. And am I chas v'shalom in a state where I have forgotten about my soul as well? Am I living the life of a corpse? Am I living the life of a goof, of a body that does not pay the requisite amount of attention to its neshama? And as such, says the Rebbe, this jarring realization creates a halachic reality of tumas meis, which forces me to take a step back from active life, which forces me outside of the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, forces me to interact with the Kohen, who has the paradigmatic example of the synergistic partnership between body and soul in this world. See, when I come in contact with the corpse, I have to ask myself the fundamental question, have I become a living, breathing corpse myself? Have I simply defined myself by my guf, by my body, by my physical needs and wants, and totally forgotten about the spiritual dynamic, the spiritual aspect of my persona? And when I come in contact with that corpse, I must take that active step back, contemplate, cogitate, introspect, and see where I am holding in life. And says the Rebbe, this is the meaning of Rashi's phrase. This para aduma was para sha'asa Moshe b'midbar. Because sometimes, this is what does the midbar represent? The midbar represents nothingness, emptiness. There's nothing around. Because sometimes it's not just that I've forgotten about my soul, but I'm living a life in a desolate place. I'm not surrounding myself with the right people. I'm not surrounding myself with the right influences. I'm not setting myself up for success by putting myself in the right life aviran, the right life atmosphere or matzav or circumstances. That sometimes it's not just that I'm chas v'shalom, a body without a soul, a living, breathing corpse, but I'm living in the midbar. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm not setting myself up for success. But here comes the incredible message, says the Rebbe, that even if chas v'shalom, I am a body without a soul, even if chas v'shalom, I have become spiritually lifeless, even if I have more in common with this corpse than I care to admit, even if I have forgotten that I am a spiritual being and I've solely defined myself and my pursuits in life by my physicality, by the material aspect of me, and even if I am in the midbar, I don't have the right friends, I don't have the right influences, my lifestyle is not as it should be, my personalistic circumstances are not as they should be, even if I am the corpse, even if I am living in the midbar, tara, purity, is still attainable for me. Says the Rebbe, there is no such thing as a person, as a Jew, who is beyond salvation. There is no such thing as a person who cannot find purity. There is no such thing as a person who cannot find holiness. Even if I'm a corpse living in the midbar, I am not beyond salvation. You know, we may not understand the inner workings and dynamics of the para aduma. The para aduma, the red heifer, is the paradigmatic chok, the paradigmatic example of a mitzvah which does not seem to have a rational explanation. I may not understand the details of the para or why HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured the mitzvah in the way that he did. But one thing I absolutely understand, which is the message for me. And the message for me is that no matter how badly I've messed up in life, no matter how many wrong turns I have taken, and no matter how much of a midbar I've embedded myself in, no matter how much I have, and no matter where I'm holding, that sometimes I have more in common with the corpse than the living, breathing, pious Jewish people, I am never beyond salvation. I am never beyond purity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wherever you are, pull yourself up, pull yourself out, restart your life, restart the clock, restart the day, restart the year, restart the decade, restart whatever you want. But no matter how far gone you may be, purity is always attainable. Again, I may not understand the details of the mitzvah, but the message is loud and clear. May we be zocheh mi'ertz Hashem to internalize this beautiful eternal message of the Paraduma. And even if we've just become bodies living in a desert, may we be zocheh mi'ertz Hashem to find our tara, to find our purity, to find our holiness. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.